Well, good morning, Mark Riley.
Good morning, Mark Riley.
Oh, there's the opening bell, and that means it's time for the Morning Citizen Friday Business Report. Good morning, capitalists. I have a news of important new trend. In 4 years, China will host the Olympic Games, attracting more foreign visitors to the Beijing area than at any other time in history. Yeah, you're reading my mind. That's where the World Toilet Organization comes in. For the last 3 days, frenzied fecal experts from around the world have been gathering in Beijing to share their knowledge on the best ways to swirl human excrement in a porcelain bowl and expel it into your drinking water. In fact, there was such a rush to the conference, some participants barely had enough time to drop the kids off at the pool. Drop the kids off at the pool. The pool. Hello. Showcased. Lavatories at the conference include one shaped like a ladybug, another one shaped like a grass hut, another one modeled after a nostalgic gas station bathroom with the sign, Whites Only. This is your opportunity, investors. You see, even though Beijing has over 2,800 public facilities, most of them are little more than open trenches filled with Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong. Hello, pay attention, people. This renewed interest in public washrooms can only lead to great groundswell in the price of toilet stocks. So get off the pot and get your hands wet, America. Rebuilding China's aging toilet infrastructure has never looked more financially attractive. My eyes are tearing up just thinking about it. This has been the Morning Sedition Friday Business Report.
Wow.
There are people out there. This is not the page we need to be on. Don't you understand? They stole it. It's over. Everything doesn't matter who's in the cabinet. Doesn't matter what's going on in Iraq. It doesn't matter what's going on in Europe. It doesn't matter how we're getting screwed on taxes, how the FDA isn't working. It doesn't matter whether the USDA is overlooking mad cow disease. It doesn't matter that this administration is making it possible for more crap to be pumped in the air. What we should really worry about for the next 4 years is whether or not a few thousand people voted one way or the other that wouldn't have made a difference in the election anyways. You're right, people. Stay on that page. Go ahead. Get mired in that crap for 4 years. All right? And let's just let these guys run rampant over democracy while you keep that going, because that makes liberals and progressives look good. You're right. Stay on that page, idiots. Go ahead. I don't care. Do it. What we're going to do here is entertain people and integrate some of the today's news that's happening now. If the recount proves to put Kerry in office, God, I hope that happens. I am so on board with that. When you get those numbers right, I will be the first to talk about them. I will not pay attention to the news so you guys can feel vindicated in your bitterness. I'm not going to do it. When the truth comes out, I will put it on the air.
Yep, and the truth hasn't come out yet, people, whether people want to admit this or not. It still has to be proven.